This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 54 for June 29th, 2012. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back with another Blind Geek Zone podcast today. It's been a while, and I had some requests for me to get off my lazy butt and get some content out here. And that's what I intend to do today. Going to do a demonstration of an iOS app today, and yesterday Google released Chrome for iOS, and I knew Chrome's been out there a while for other platforms on Windows and recently on the Mac and so on. And at first it wasn't accessible at all, and it's gotten better, and I guess now on Windows and on the Mac, it works pretty good. And I just wanted to give it a try here on iOS. So I downloaded it yesterday for my iPhone 4. All right. We have Chrome up and running here, and we're on my favorite website, the Blind Geek Zone.
Location, www.blind-geek-zone.net/index.htm, text field.
Yeah, and here's where you can type your address in.
Settings button.
Yeah, and we have settings button we'll go into here in a minute, and I haven't peeked at this yet to see what you can change. But right out of the box, you don't appear to need to do anything. Just type your address in and hit enter.
Show tabs, 2 button.
Here's our tabs. We can have more than one tab up and running, and I haven't went into this yet either, but I assume this will allow us to choose tabs, and we'll do this in a moment.
Blind Geek Zone logo, image.
Now we're going down through the main page of the Blind Geek Zone.
Home, visited, link, image. Audio, visited, link, image. Programs, link, image. Documents, link, image.
And it looks just like the Blind Geek Zone does to me on Windows or whatever.
Links, link, image.
I'm just flicking through this.
Mailing lists, link, image. Contact, link, image. Training and tech support, link, image. Donations, link, image. Good afternoon, it's Friday, June 29th, 2012 at 2:12 p.m.
I don't know if Safari does this or not. I haven't really brought this page up on Safari. I guess I should try it just to see, but Chrome even supports my JavaScript here that tells the date and time, gives you a greeting there on the page, so that's pretty cool.
Horizontal divider, image.
And if I want to jump through headings or various things, I can here. I've got this set right now to do headings. So if I single finger flick down.
Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone. Heading level 1. Live cast show archives. Heading level 2. The BGZ Talking Communities chat room. Heading level 2.
I'm just flicking single finger down here, going through the headings on the page.
Looking for something not on my site? Heading level 2. Audio tutorials and podcasts. Heading level 2.
Yeah, and let's go to the audio page, and we'll bring up a podcast and listen to it real quick here, show you how that works.
Audio tutorials, podcasts and demos. Visited, link. Audio tutorials, podcasts and demos. If your screen reader supports heading level navigation, you can use it to move rapidly through the various sections of this page. Heading level 1 takes you to each major section on the page, such as new podcasts,
BGZ podcasts. Right. Let's, Vista and so single on. Finger level 2 flick headings down take here. You to each
table of contents, heading, new posts, heading, May 2012. Heading level 2, BGZ podcast 53, May 1st, 2012. Heading level 3.
All right, and we're to the most recent podcast here before today, Blind Geek Zone podcast 53.
In this podcast, I talk about the new desktop PC I built in February of this year. I also talk about in general terms why this might be a good system for blind users that want to build their own desktop PC. BGZ053MP3, link.
All right, and if I double tap here.
BGZ053MP3, link. Track position, 0 seconds of 32 minutes, 57 seconds. Adjustable.
This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone. And there's yours truly. 3 for April 27th, 2012.
Previous track.
Good afternoon.
Button.
This is Rick Harmon.
Pause. Button.
With another
play.
And we've got our controls up there. So easy enough to select a link here and do something with it. In this case, play an audio file.
Track position. Done. Button.
And it'll bring us right back to where we left
back
off.
Back button.
Well, not quite.
Location. www.blind-geek-zone.net 1. Heading level 1. Screen Reader Podcast. New posts. Heading Level 1. May 2000. BGC Podcast 53. May 1st, 2012. Heading Level 3.
But I could go through links here if I do my my rotor gesture.
Links.
Okay, and we changed to links.
BGC 053 MP3. Link. Tweetless Demo. MP3. Link. At Guys. Link. BGC 052. Link.
Okay, and we can do other things.
Form controls.
Form controls.
Tables.
Tables.
Characters. Words. Lines. Headings.
And you can do other things too if you program them into the rotor.
BGC Podcast 51, January 6th, 2012. Heading Level 3.
All right, let's check out a couple other things here.
Skype Podcasts. In page link, 2 of 5 bar. Back. Button. Back. Location. www.blind-geek-zone.net/audio. HTM. Text field. Settings. Button.
Let's go into the settings here and see what kinds of things they offer us. There's not too many controls on Chrome here. Basically, you just have your edit field for your address. You have a settings button, and you have your tabs button.
Close tools menu, button. Tools pop-up view. Add bookmark, button. Tools reload, button. New tab. New incognito star tab. Bookmarks. Other devices. Email. Find and page. Request desktop site. Settings.
Not sure what all of this does.
Help. Settings. Settings. Done. Button. Settings. Heading. Personal stuff. Heading. Sign into Chrome.
And you can sign into Chrome here when Chrome starts, and it will, if you have this on a PC or whatever, and you've saved your favorites and things like that up to the cloud, you can get them here on the iOS device as well.
Search engine, Google.
All right, looks like you can choose your search engine here.
Save passwords, on. Under the hood, heading. Voice search, English, U.S.
Ah, voice searching, cool. I'll have to try that out sometime and see how that works.
Clear browsing data. Report an issue. Privacy. Content settings. About Google Chrome.
Yeah, all right, just your basics.
Search engine, Google, sign in, personal stuff, settings, done, button. Back, button. Back.
Let's see what we have on our tabs button here, see if we can get to different tabs.
Forward, button. Location. W, settings, button. Show tabs, 2, button. New tab, button. Settings, button. Show tabs, 2, button. Tab, inactive. Tab, active. Tab, inactive. Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone, button. Show tabs, 2, but welcome to the dimmed, button. Dimmed, button.
Have to play around with that a little bit. I'm not sure how those tabs work. It just had two tabs there, and one was active, one was inactive, so I double-tapped on the one that said it was inactive, and it just took me back here to the Blind Geek Zone.
Welcome, button. Dimmed, button. Welcome, dimmed, button. Dimmed, button. Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone, button. Show tabs, 2, button. Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone, button. Dimmed, button. Dimmed, button. Welcome, button. Dimmed, button. Dimmed, button. Selected. NTPMV, button.
Whoa, I'm not sure what all of this is.
NTP bookmarks, button. NTP append tabs, button.
But that's what you get when you press on the tabs button. Let me,
NTP selected. Dimmed, but dimmed. Welcome, button. Dimmed, button. Welcome, button.
We'll go into the welcome button here. I think that takes us back to the Chrome welcome.
Settings, button. Show tabs, 2, take a tour, button. Show tabs, 2, button. Take a tour, button. Take a tour. Progress bar.
And this is basically the first time I'm messing with some of this, so, you know, as much as I do about it, I just basically wanted to put this out here because some people on Twitter were asking about whether or not Chrome was accessible on iOS.
Show tabs, 3, but tip number 1, search.
Now we got 3 tabs. Restart.
Search and navigate from the same box. Choose from results that appear as you type. Tip number 2, open and close tabs. Heading level 1. Open unlimited tabs. Swipe to close any tab. Tip number 3, switch tabs. Heading level 1. Drag from the edge to switch tabs.
Ah, interesting. Wonder how you do that. Not sure how to drag.
Search and navigate from the same box. Choose from results that appear as you type. Verizon Network. Step back. Dimmed. Button. Location. https://www.google.com /in/n/chrome/browser/mobile/page security info button. Settings. Button. Show tabs. 3. Button. New tab. Button. Settings. Button. Show tabs. 3. But tab. Inactive. Tab. Inactive. Tab. Active. Back. Dimmed. Button. Location. HT. Page security info. Settings. Button. Show tabs. 3. Button.
Okay, well, I'm not real sure about these tabs. Kind of interesting.
Location. https://.
If I go up to the location here, though.
/in/n/chrome/browser/mobile. Location. Text field. Is editing. https://www.google.com/in/n/chrome/browser/mobile/tier/ios. HTML.
Getting my keyboard out here. And we'll see what we can do.
https://www. Quick nav off. Insertion point at end. Page security info. Location. Text field. Is editing. Search or type URL.
All right. Let's see. What the heck?
www.wamazon.com. Location. www.amazon.com. Text field. Location. W. Settings. Button. Show tabs. Deals. Link. Link. Vertical line. Wish list. Link. Search Amazon.com. Text field. Link. C. Link. Image. Link. Kindle Fire. Available. Now. Greater than. Learn more. Link. Get Amazon apps for iPhone. Link. Image.
All right. And it's, looks like it's taking us to the mobile site. You get the device back up here.
Shop all departments. Books. Link. Kindle. Link. Movies. Music and games. Electronics. Link. Electronics. Link. See all departments. Link. Learn more. Link. Greater than. Now. See. Link. Image. Link. Search Amazon.com. Text field. Wish list. Link. Vertical line. Link. Deals. Link. Show tabs. 3. Button.
And, not used to using the Amazon mobile site too much here, but...
Deals. Link. Link. Vertical line. Wish list. Link. Search Amazon.com. Link. See. Link. Image. Link. Kindle Fire. Available. Now. Greater than. Learn more. Link. Get Amazon apps for iPhone. Link. Image. Shop all departments. Books. Link. Kindle. Link. Movies. Music and games. Link. Electronics. Link. Comma TV and video. Link. Comma home audio and theater. Link. Comma camera and photo. Link.
And we're in electronics now.
Comma cell phones and accessories. Link. Comma cell phones and accessories. Link. $1.46. Free PCS Aqua Blue /Black/Red cell phones and accessories.
And it looks like when I click on these links, I got to go back up to the top here, but that's no big deal.
Search. Link. Tape. Bestsellers. Newest. Link. Table. Top 100 bestsellers in cell phones and accessories. Ref equals RE wireless dot one. Link. Image. 1. iPhone 4/4S anti-glare, anti-scratch, anti-fingerprint, matte finishing screen protector. Link. $0.99. 106 new and used from $0.01. In stock.
But this is pretty much like what you would expect to see on the Amazon site here.
456. Ref equals RE wireless 2. 3 PCS Aqua Blue /Black/Red Capacitive Stylus /Style Touchscreen Cell Phone Tablet Pen 4 iPhone 4 4S 3 3G's iPod Touch iPad 2 Motorola Zoom Samsung Galaxy BlackBerry Playbook AMM0101S Barnes & Noble Note Color Droid Bionic Link.
We can just 3 PCS go in Aqua here. Blue,
comma larger image. Link. Ref equals Audit Wireless. 3 PCS Aqua Blue /Black/Red Capacitive Stylus /Style Touchscreen Cell Phone Tablet Pen 4 iPhone 4 4S 3 3G's iPod Touch iPad 2 Motorola Zoom Generic. Space. Link. 829. Comma larger image. Link. List price. $6.99. Price. $1.46. You save. $5.53. In stock. Ships from and sold by. Bohotronics. Ships from. Add to shopping cart. Button.
Yeah, let's see if we can add this to the cart.
Add to shopping cart. Proceed to checkout. Button. $1.46. Cart. Cart. Cart items to buy now. B0053NBLFW. Link. Image. 3 PCS Aqua Blue /Black/Red Capacitive Stylus /Style Touchscreen Cell Phone
Tablet. And it looks Link. Like you can do this, and if I wanted to buy it...
Proceed to checkout. Button.
I could proceed to checkout and check in here and, log in and do that. So, It looks to me that Chrome for iOS is very accessible. I don't quite understand the tabs thing, but again, I'm just doing that here for the first time now with all of you, so I didn't look at that beforehand, and so that's why I really don't know too much about it. But other than that, it looks pretty straightforward, and don't know if, you know, it's really something you would need. I guess Safari works pretty good. I don't use Safari a lot on the iPhone, but it does work when I need it. And basically, Chrome is just another alternative. But as you can see, it is pretty easy to use and quite accessible. So give it a try. If you want to find that in the App Store on the phone or your iPod or iPad, just go to your App Store applet. And in there in the search, do Google space Inc., I-N-C, and tell it to search for that. One of the options down there will be Google Chrome, and it is free. So, all right, that wraps us up, and hope it was entertaining and you got something out of it, and we'll talk to you again real soon.